4119. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
Quit dragging that hose around and save up to $500 on a new irrigation system from Legacy Lighting and Irrigation. It's a convenient and efficient way to maintain a healthy, beautiful landscape while ensuring your lawn gets the moisture it needs without over or underwatering. Save time, save water, save money. Call Legacy Lighting and Irrigation for a free consultation and save up to $500 during their summer savings event at 314-567-4444. Online at LegacyLightingSTL.com.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. It's free by calling 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's a contemporary, fun boutique shopping experience with a quirky assortment of products, ranging from wine, beer, and frozen food to home decor accessories and apparel. It's here today, The Store, where shopping is a bit like a treasure hunt because every aisle reveals more great values. But if you see something you love today, you'd better grab it because it could be gone tomorrow. Hence the name, Here Today, with four area locations, Arnold, Fenton, Florissant, and Fairview Heights. For more, go to HereTodayStores.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. There's John Fogerty, who I heard put on a fantastic show a week or two ago at the Fox Theater. Asking the musical question, Green River? I'm Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis here with me. And it's time now for the Harris Challenge, which means we clear the phone lines and give you a chance to get in here and play as long as you have not been on in the last 60 days. Call me now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Two screens, two movies on each screen, digital projection, FM stereo, audio in your car. You can even bring along a radio and listen to that while you set up chairs outside your car and treat it like a tailgate party in your own parking space there at the Skyview Drive-In. And don't forget to hit the concession stand there. Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Proud to have them as sponsor of the Harris Challenge. And let's move right on to our first contestant today. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Harris Challenge, where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain by sucking up to the boss or shouting out to your family or using it for some prearranged commercial endorsement that you've done.
Hal, I'd just like to shout out to my new company, Crossroads Courier, for all your delivery needs. It's Crossroads.
That would be sucking up to the boss and the commercial endorsement. You combined two in one. Nicely done.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories reside and come spilling out one at a time, led by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And then you have a choice of that or two other categories. Forbes, highest paid actresses. We had the actors 2 weeks ago, the athletes last week, and this week it's the actresses' turn. Or you can have our third category, Hawaii 5-6.
Let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay. The Harris Challenge is going to consist of five questions Chris has to answer in 60 seconds. If you don't know one, you can pass and pick it up later as long as there's time remaining before the buzzer sounds or the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up the points, and if you've gotten at least half of the 15 available points, well, that will make you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Ooh,
we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have Skyview Drive-In passes.
Yes, and tonight on screen one, they're showing Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Fantastic Four. And on screen two, it's Hitman, Agent 47, and The Gift.
And we'll have two passes for those for adults to get in. And each pass will get, each adult can get two kids in free with that. So you got a carload.
It's a carload of fun, we call it.
Carload of fun.
So you can choose that if you like. And if you get all 15 points, well, then you get a fabulous prize package addition, a bonus, if you will. Bring your dog around. I'll give him a bonus, too, as Groucho once said. Here's the bonus.
For the clean sweep. You'll get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton, which, by the way, took my daughter there last Monday for a nice big dinner. And she tried to flash fried spinach, and she went, wow, this is weird. But I don't know if I like this or not, but I can't stop eating it. It was really weird.
I know that I do like it. It's fantastic.
I love it. It's 706 DeMund in Clayton, Jimmy's. Has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sundays. So check jimmyscafe.com.
All right, Chris, you've chosen. Have you been paying attention? We've got the clock set at 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city was a 9-year-old girl doing homework on her mother's bed and killed by a bullet fired into the house this week?
Ferguson.
Yes, the FDA this week approved a pink pill called flibanserin. What is it more commonly known as?
The little bean pill.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Female Viagra.
There you go. What elite military outfits training are Kristen Greist and Shay Haver the first women to graduate from?
Pass.
Why have several states replaced signs at mile marker 420 with signs saying 419.9?
Because the pot smokers have been stealing them.
Exactly. Which two neighboring countries are said to be in a semi-warlike state today because one of them has set up huge speakers to broadcast propaganda over the border at the other?
The Koreas. That's
correct. What's that elite military outfit the ladies are graduating from? So close to the clean sweep. It's the Army Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah. But, Chris, a noble effort. You got yourself 12 points, and that makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by. 314-969-KTRS is the phone number. 1-888-550-KTRS. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I was called off work tonight, and that's great.
No, that is a good thing.
So I got a free night.
You still get paid?
No.
Oh. Not such a good thing.
It's okay.
All right. Got a free Friday night.
It's good to have a Friday night off.
That's right. All right, here are the category choices for you, Mark. We have Forbes Highest Paid Actresses, Hawaii 5-6, or Multiple Choice Week.
Multiple Choice Week.
60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country's upcoming municipal elections will women be able to vote for the first time? Myanmar, Bhutan, or Saudi Arabia?
Bhutan.
Saudi Arabia. In what state is 15-year-old Brady Olson attracting support in the polls after he registered as an independent presidential candidate under the name D's Nuts? New Hampshire, Nevada, or Iowa?
Iowa.
Correct. Michael Taylor hit a ball 493 feet last night for the longest home run of the year. Who does he play for? The Nationals, the Rockies, or the White Sox?
That was the White Sox.
Nationals. Which university's football players were told by the National Labor Relations Board this week they do not have the right to form a union? Notre Dame, Northwestern, or Stanford?
Stanford.
It's Northwestern. Which animal was captured this week by Hamas, which claimed it was a spy for Israel? A camel, a dolphin, or a squirrel?
Camel.
It was a dolphin supposedly outfitted with a camera and a device to shoot arrows.
Wow. Who knew?
Well, apparently Hamas knew. You got yourself 2 points for Iowa, and that's all, Mark. And
that didn't work out so well. No. All right, have a good day.
No, don't go yet.
Hey.
Take your punishment like a man, because that's what you get when you don't win on this show. You get punished.
Oh, no.
It's been a long time since we've had any Beatles-related punishment music. And so today we turn on the song stylings of Ms. Tammy True.
Okay, that's terrible.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you.
This is the answer to the question: why doesn't Paul go to karaoke nights?
That was worse than Yoko Ono.
Wait a second. Hey. That's a whole new standard you're talking about there. All right, Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend.
Have a good day.
Thank you for playing. Here's contestant number three. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, it's Friday, heading home to relax.
All right. Which of the categories would you like to have? Forbes, highest paid actresses, Hawaii 5-6, or names you might know?
Oh, boy. Forbes.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Dave, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of the Hunger Games movies is at the top of the list after making $52 million in the last year?
Trevor Lawrence.
Correct. Which female star of the Avengers Age of Ultron made $35.5 million this year?
Pass.
Who made $23 million by starring in Spy, Tammy, and Mike and Molly?
Oh, what is her name?
That's what I asked you. Who got $16.5 million thanks to endorsement money from Aveeno and Smartwater, plus movies like Cake and Horrible Bosses 2?
Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. Who is number 11 on the list after making $11 million for starring in The Other Woman, Annie, and Sex Tape?
Nicki Minaj.
Cameron Diaz. The female star of the Avengers, Age of Ultron, $35.5 million this year. Who is she?
Megan Fox.
Scarlett Johansson. She lets me call her ScarJo. Because we're so close.
Tight.
Spy, Tammy, Mike and Molly. Melissa McCarthy was the name we needed there. So you got Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lawrence. That's a Jennifer twofer, but only worth 5 points. And so I have to punish you as well.
Pretend that I'm kissing the lips.
Who is this? Tammy True.
And hope that my dreams will come true. Are you enjoying listening?
You see the synchronicity.
Did she just ask if you are enjoying listening?
Yes, she did. You see the synchronicity that is this show? We had a Melissa McCarthy Tammy question, and we have Tammy True. It's amazing the way those things come together when we didn't plan them at all.
She lets me call her Milmac.
Melmac?
Yeah, Melmac.
All right, Dave, thanks for playing. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Contestant. Was that where Mark was from?
Mark was from Mark.
Yeah,
he was from Mark.
Alf may have been from Melmac.
Melmac.
Yeah. It was some alien.
Yeah. By the way, was it 3 or 4 episodes where the Alf thing got old? I can't quite remember.
I don't remember if I watched a lot. I remember watching some of it, but I don't know if I was into it every week.
Yeah. I think about the 3rd episode, that concept was over. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, Willie.
Hello, Mr. Harvey.
That was my Alf impersonation.
Let's hear it again.
Hello, Mr. Harvey.
Hey, Willie.
All right, Todd, hold on just a second. Let me hear Dan in the clear.
Hey, Willie, I'm going to eat the cat. Do you remember Alf?
Yeah, it didn't sound anything like that. Go ahead, Todd, you try.
This is not as good.
All right, I am AM the PM.
Thank you.
Sorry, Todd.
That's what we like to hear. Tell us about yourself, Todd.
Yeah, I thought I had the air here, and I got stuff all over.
Anyway.
Thank you. That was a real one. I want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad. They have birthdays this month, Don and Thelma. Lucky to have them. Love you much.
You know, I remember that movie they made with Louise. Very, very popular.
Don, Thelma, and Louise.
Yeah. They had to cut Don out of it. I don't know why. He was very good.
I left him at home.
Yeah. Todd, there are 2 categories left. We have Hawaii 5-6 or Names You Might Know.
I guess I'll take Names I Might Know, but I doubt it.
All right. That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fast food spokesman pleaded guilty this week to charges related to child pornography?
Jared.
Yeah, from Subway. Which TV superhero was first played by Yvonne Craig, who died this week at age 78?
Oh, yeah. I would have passed on that.
Over 150,000 people have signed a petition hoping to get a former late-night TV host to ask questions at a presidential debate. Who is he?
Wow. I doubted it. Got him passed.
Which website, which helps married people cheat, had its database hacked and exposed this week?
Oh, yeah. What's that start with?
A letter.
A letter. Pass.
Who said this week, I'd like to see the last guinea worm die before I do?
Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Who is the TV superhero played by Yvonne Craig?
Batman.
I'm going to give you a three-second extension here to revise your answer, because it's not Batman that was played by Yvonne Craig.
I know, it's Batwoman.
Now I got to say you're wrong, because it was Batgirl.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's close enough.
It was close, but not correct.
And just give me a couple more seconds with that the cheating webpage. It'll come to me.
No.
Yeah, give me the letter, if even stop the record. Give me the satisfaction of getting it right.
I'll tell you what.
I read it, and I just can't remember.
I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with Mashley Madison.
Oh, yes. I think everybody's got it now.
And the 150,000 people want Jon Stewart to ask questions at a presidential debate.
I wouldn't have got that one.
I think that's going to happen. By the way, let me just take a moment here to say this about Yvonne Craig. She was a guest on my show many, many years ago and could not have been nicer. Just a pleasant, happy, easygoing person who also played a green-skinned alien on Star Trek and was in two Elvis movies. When she was on the air with
me,
she told stories about Elvis hitting on her. And she did a few other things. She was very cute. But here's the thing that I even told her that day on the air, and I was a little embarrassed, but she didn't mind me saying this. I said, Yvonne, you were the first person to make my young male body tingle.
Oh, yes. Oh. When she was Batgirl?
When she was in that Batgirl outfit. Not the Barbara Gordon part of it.
No.
But the Batgirl outfit. I was 10 years old. She was too, Dan.
She was hot.
Yes, she was.
I know.
Yeah.
How old was
she? You know who else died this week was the guy who played Batman at Children's Hospitals. Did you read about that?
Oh, yes.
The guy who did charity stuff and dressed up as Batman.
Yeah.
Nice
That's why I was thrown by your question.
Oh, a Lamborghini.
I understand. Yvonne Craig was 78 when she died, Dan.
We're talking
about when you and I were 10, we were turned on by a 28 or 29-year-old
woman.
I know it. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Todd, you got Jared and you got Jimmy, and that's 6 points, and that's all you get today, so I have to punish you as well. Tammy?
And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day.
It sounds like a Muppet or something.
And I'll send all my lovers.
Sounds like a guy doing a woman's voice.
Yes.
Something like that. Okay, Tammy. That's all the loving we can take today.
You.
All right, Todd. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right.
One last contestant gets a shot at the Harris Challenge, and it's you, Larry.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
Just headed home, getting ready for a nice, relaxing weekend.
All right. We have one category left. It's a category called Hawaii 5-6, and it's called that because 56 years ago today, Hawaii became our last of these 50 states.
Ah, okay.
So 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see if Larry knows Hawaii 5-6. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Larry, true or false, Hawaii is home to the largest volcano on Earth?
That's false.
No, it's true. Mauna Loa.
Oh.
True or false, Hawaii is a Polynesian word meaning beautiful islands.
True.
That's false. It comes closest to the Polynesian word homeland. True or false, Hawaii and Missouri are the only states that end in the letter I.
I'll go true.
Mississippi would be another one.
Ah.
True or false, Hawaii has only one area code.
Okay, false.
True. True or false, Hawaii has never had a temperature below 0 Fahrenheit. True or false?
I'll say true.
You just flipped a coin in your head there, didn't you?
On all five of them.
I will tell you that in 1997, it got down to 7 degrees above zero. It has never been below zero in Hawaii, Larry. So you get 5 points.
Woo-hoo! Way to go, Larry!
Yay! You pulled yeah. out one question. Right. Unfortunately, not enough to avoid the punishment.
I will send to you. Give me a kiss. All of my lovers, darling, I'll be true.
Okay, you know, it's a quadruple punishment Friday, and we didn't deserve it with the weather like this, did we, Larry?
No, we did not. And you know what, Paul? I used to live in Mississippi.
No. Oh, man. I wouldn't have admitted that.
That one.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Okay, thank you.
That's perfect. You couldn't ask for a more perfect ending. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In out in Belleville on North Belt West. Two screens tonight. You can choose. It's only $10 a person to get in there.
Yeah.
And you get to see two movies on a big screen in this beautiful weather. Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Fantastic Four on screen one, or Hitman, Agent 47, and The Gift on screen number two at the Bellevue, at the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville.
And the snack bar is tremendous.
Yes, it is. We don't call it the snack bar.
Or that's the concession stand.
There you go.
Sorry. They have burgers and dogs and popcorn and... Okay, forget it.
Are you done?
No, corn dogs. Okay, go ahead. Right. French fries and nachos.
Fine.
All right.
Do they have any beverages?
Yes, they do. Lots of beverages.
Are they cold?
Yes.
That'd be cold. Helpful when you're getting the other things.
They have Sprite. They have Coke. They have Diet Coke.
Do you have Mr. Pibb?
I'm sorry. That's a Pepsi product.
I've told you about the story about the time I went into a Burger King and I said, do you have root beer? And the woman said, no, but we do have Diet Sprite. As if that's a consolation for somebody who wants root beer.
What in the world?
Oh, well, that's my second choice always. Root beer, then right to Diet Sprite. Thank you very much.
Makes no sense.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you every Friday around 5:15. Exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. Stand by. Mike Evans is coming up, and I've got a great batch of knuckleheads in the news all in the next half hour.
Meep, meep.
And we have Tim Weiland, and he has some traffic for you. And I forgot to mention popcorn, too.
Oh, that's hilarious that you asked for root beer, and they said Diet Sprite.
Yeah, Diet Sprite.
Well, that's close.
Yeah, that's very close.
Right.
Yeah.
Same color. Wait, no.
No. Put a splash of Coke in it and make it look a little bit different.
One of these things is not like the other.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Hey, they've cleared that stall from southbound 270 in the left lane. They've moved it off to the shoulder. And then there was an accident that was down just before Doherty Ferry. They've moved that off to the ramp. Now, southbound 270 is stop and go, though, from a little south of Page down through Highway 44. They were working with an accident on Lindbergh at Concord Village Avenue, and it was a car that hit a light standard. They had the two southbound lanes blocked, so you were getting somewhat of a backup there. On westbound 40, things are still slowing from Vandeventer out through McCausland. You're heavy again from, as you go west of McKnight, you're out through Clayton, Warson and Highway 270 out through Timberlake Manor, then things open up. On westbound 70 from 170 past the airport and then from 270 out to the Blanchette Bridge, you've got a couple slow pockets there. Eastbound 270 slows just a little bit west of Lindbergh through New Florissant. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's stacking up from about Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then they're still doing that road work on Big Bend between Sulphur Springs and 141. Only the right lane is open in each direction. Not bad going through Big Bend, but there's a lot of people bailing out on Manchester, and you're jammed up west of 270 out through 141. Right now at Burger King, get the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties stacked with spicy jalapeno peppers. Now part of the two-for-$5 deal, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live. And local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it. The clock is ticking.
Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-2409. That's 1-800-700-2409. 1-800-700-2409. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Stairco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Stairco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Stairco can add to the character of your home, go to stairco.net. stairco.net. Stairco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Well, try thinking about what would happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Picture them having to sell the house, the car, maybe even priceless family heirlooms, just to survive without you. Now, think about how easily and affordably AIG Direct could help you protect your family. With $250,000 of term life coverage for just $14 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-4807. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So protect your peace of mind by calling AIG Direct now. 1-800-400-4807. That's 1-800-400-4807. 1-800-400-4807.
Tired of fighting with your lawn hose every day?
Time to get DynaGreen's perfect garden hose. DynaGreen's kink-free, helix-wrapped hose provides crush, kink, and abrasion protection. In fact, DynaGreen's hose maintains flexibility in extreme temperatures, and most importantly, it coils easily. So for that perfect garden hose and for that perfect green lawn, find your local independent lawn and garden dealer at DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you think Social Security will just be a source of income? Think again. Discover how it impacts your investments, risk, taxes, and more on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Don't start the lyrics. Oh, let's sing it again.
It's Aloha Friday.
Got that.
No work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian Geis, Dan Strauss. And a portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Proud sponsors of this gentleman who's patiently standing by in Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hi, homie.
How's life, Mike?
Nice.
Good.
Paco's question, what is Taylor Swift's new obsession? Cooking, horseback riding, golf, photography. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. See if you can figure out who these people are talking about. Renee Zellweger says she isn't qualified to sell movie tickets. John Hamm says she should be ashamed of herself. Daniel Craig says, she's an idiot. Halle Berry says, I can't even look at her. Snoop Dogg says, you can't make a hole into a housewife. Seth MacFarlane says, she makes me want to vomit.
Whoa.
Jeremy Renner says, she has zero talent. And Oprah fumes, I can't believe she goes overseas to try to get free publicity to meet with orphans, and then she doesn't go to their orphanage instead. She makes them take an old bus several hours to her hotel. What a jerk. They're all talking about the same person. Here's a hint. Her initials are Kim Kardashian.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Or maybe not, you know. Odds and ends. TMZ has countless paparazzi on staff. TMZ. All over the country, all over the world, taking thousands of pictures as every day of everybody they see. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Sometimes the goose isn't good for the gander. While driving down Sunset Boulevard this week, TMZ boss man Harvey Levin screamed, yelled, started throwing obscenities, snapped at a tourist who took his picture.
Mm. Really?
Is that ridiculous?
Yeah, do you know Harvey?
Yeah.
I interviewed him years ago, and he was an absolute jerk on the air. Is he that way in real life?
He can be. He really can be.
Yeah.
It is odd, while Michael Douglas's convicted druggy son, Cameron, isn't due to be released from prison for 4 more years. I hear he's going to be released sometime in the next year.
Hmm.
I don't understand why. Don't know why. Just look the messenger.
Speaking of the Douglases, did you hear that Michael Douglas's dad, Kirk Douglas, who's worth something like $100 million, They've decided that they're essentially giving all their money to charity. They've already been doing this for years. They've given so far $50 million to various charities that they support.
Oh, I knew that. Joel told me that.
That's a great
piece of philanthropy. With Joel. They're the biggest supporters of the movie home for retired movie and television artists that don't have any money.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Incredible documentary. It's out now. You can find it there in St. Louis. Listen to Me, Marlon, produced by Marlon Brando's daughter, Rebecca, and never before seen home videos and movies of Brando talking about personal things from his things he likes about different sports to his dating in the past, food that he likes, his hobbies. Just a great documentary about Marlon Brando. It's 4 stars if you can find it. And I'm sure you can there in St. Louis. Listen to Me, Marlon.
I wonder if they included any of the audio of the multiple interviews that Frank did with Marlon through the years.
Probably not. No. That's exclusive.
I mean, that was right before he died, so probably not.
Yeah. Marlon's first wife, who was the mother of Christian Brando, died today.
Mm.
I can't remember her name. She was 80, died up in Washington. She worked at the Paramount Studio Commissary. She got into movies. She was gorgeous. They weren't married very long ago. And, of course, Christian, he killed his sister's boyfriend. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a weird one.
And then he went to jail, and then he got out, and then he committed suicide, or he died. He died early. New York Post headline above the front page story and the photograph of Subway Jared being sentenced. New York Post headline screamed, "Enjoy a foot long in jail, buddy."
No.
Inside, you open it up, another story about him that said, "Jared, still trying to get in smaller clothes."
Oh, man.
What was the thing that you found today, Ian, that they had some sort of Subway game online?
Oh, somebody found, it was...
Jared's Pants Dance or something like that?
Yes.
Hey, kids, play Jared's Pants Dance.
You had to catch sandwiches and different things in Jared's giant pants.
Here you go.
Get that off the website, Jenkins.
Dayton history, my heart, my soul, the greatest place on earth. On this date, 1959, Hawaii became a state.
Yeah.
I was just a little boy marching in a parade down Kalakaua Avenue in celebration when we became a state. I bet there's nobody else in that room that marched in a parade celebrating the day that your home state became a state.
No, that's true. But we just did have a category in the Harris Challenge. I called it Hawaii 5-6. You want to see how you would do on these questions?
I guess.
True. They're all true or false. Hawaii is home to the largest volcano on Earth.
That would be Kilauea, but I'm going to say false.
Mauna Loa.
Mauna Loa?
True.
It's not active. Kilauea is active.
Hawaii is a Polynesian word meaning beautiful islands.
Yes, true.
False. It's closest to the Polynesian word homeland.
Are you sure about this?
True or false? Hawaii and Missouri are the only states that end in the letter I.
I'll say true.
Oh. Mississippi.
Ah.
True or false? Hawaii has only one area code.
Yes, 808.
That's correct. True or false? Hawaii.
True or false? I'm from there.
I know you are. Let's see if you know this one. Hawaii has never had a temperature below 0 Fahrenheit.
I'm gonna say that's false.
No, the lowest it's gotten is 7 above 0.
Because I've been skiing on top of Kilauea.
Doesn't mean it was below zero though.
Oh, it was freaking cold. I was used to living in Hawaii, but it was always 80. So
yeah, 7 would really do it to you. All right.
That it?
That's it. That's all the 5 questions.
I didn't do very good for being a Hawaii native.
No, you didn't. I think you're actually lying about it.
Oh, but I think the guy that actually took that test didn't get any of them right, did he? Or he...
Nope. He got
so you think you're better than me? Is that what you're saying?
No. I wouldn't have known any of that if I hadn't looked it up to put the questions together.
Oh.
I would have guessed the area code one, maybe. That was it. Now back to Mike Evans, already in progress.
What's Taylor Swift's new obsession? Is it cooking, riding horses, golf, or photography?
I'll go horses.
I'm going to go photography.
I'll say photography.
Looks like you guys aren't very good at quizzes either.
Uh-oh.
Answer is cooking. And finally, it's Leela Bobby! Bobby! Leela Bobby! Aloha Friday! No, we're doing Monday! We're going to play today! Aloha Friday! See you, Bobby!
Ah, he just hung up.
There you go. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by the Cleed Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. When you need a cab, just use the STL Taxi app or call 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, we thank our colleague Jim Hewer for story number one from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, where somebody robbed the Napa Auto Parts store last Saturday morning. Police responded to the alarm, spotted a suspect driving away. They stopped him and found that he was carrying $270, coincidentally the same amount stolen from the store. The man told the cops that he was missing his heart monitor and needed to go back and look for it. A patrolman said, "Oh, a heart monitor? We found one at the Napa Auto Parts store." He'd been booked into jail on suspicion of second-degree burglary and stealing. Now we go to New South Wales, Australia, where a 22-year-old man had to be rescued from a washing machine after getting his entire lower body wedged in the appliance's drum for more than 3 hours. The rescue operation took more than an hour. The firefighters had to completely take apart the washing machine to get the guy out of there. After he was back on his own 2 feet, he was described as being in a lot of discomfort, but not seriously injured. There are two questions that were not answered in the police report on the incident. A, how did he get into the washing machine? And B, why? Here's story number three from Rajura, India, where police detained a parrot named Harial. They detained the parrot on allegations of shouting obscenities at an 85-year-old woman. Her name is Janabai Sakharkar, who told investigators that the parrot would shout obscene words and phrases at her when she passed by the home of its owner, who happens to be her stepson. Janabai told police she believes that her stepson, Suresh, trained the parrot to shout obscenities at her because of an ongoing land dispute between family members. When they questioned the parrot at the police station, Harial the parrot chose to remain silent, saying nothing that could be used against them in a court of law. They even brought the old woman into the room, but the parrot stayed quiet. Still, police decided not to return Harial to his owner, instead put the bird in the care of Forest Department officials for rehabilitation. They're going to rehabilitate the bird. Story number four comes from New York City, where passenger A on the subway asked passenger B to remove her belongings from a seat so passenger A could sit down. Passenger B didn't say or do anything, so passenger A just tried to sit down anyway, and that's when things got ugly. Passenger B got a little bit mad, pushed passenger A, scratched her on the chest, pulled her hair, and bit her on the forearm, getting a chunk of skin and leaving her bleeding. Then the train stopped at the next station. That's when passenger B ran out, but not before passenger A took a cell phone picture of her baring her teeth, which police have shared with the public to help track down the suspect. Meanwhile, passenger A went to the hospital and has since been released. No rabies, by the way. And we'll finish with a story from contributor Matt Burrows. It's a story from Panama City, Florida, where on Monday, cops responded to a report of Beverly Brooks being kidnapped. Beverly's co-workers at a nursing home said she'd left on a break with her boyfriend and hadn't come back. When one of them called to see if she needed a ride back to work, Beverly said, "My boyfriend is holding me against my will and won't let me go back to work." And the boyfriend could be heard in the background telling her that she was not getting out of the car. So the co-workers called the cops, and two detectives and a bunch of officers from five different law enforcement agencies worked for several hours on the case until they found Beverly and her boyfriend, James Fennell Jr., shacked up at his apartment. According to the police report, Beverly was found to be in no distress and admitted she had not been kidnapped. She just didn't want to go back to work and made the whole thing up. At that point, cops said, "You know what? You're not going back to work. You're coming with us. And bring the boyfriend along." And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Tim, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks to all of you for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic. A final check. Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Thank you. All right, things have thinned out downtown on the bridge approaches on the Poplar. No delays on 55 southbound. Southbound 270 is still running kind of heavy south of Page down through Highway 44 in pockets, westbound 44 from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Merritt's a little bit slow. You have that heavy, heavy traffic on westbound Manchester. It's right around Barrett Station now, out through 141, and that's due to the road work that's going on, on Big Bend. And then you've got westbound 70 drivers looking great as you make your way out to St. Charles County, and eastbound 270, just a little heavy from 170 through New Florissant. Right now at Burger King, get the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties stacked with spicy jalapeno peppers. Now part of the two-for-$5 deal only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now more than ever, depend on it.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
St. Louis.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Well, I don't want to jump to conclusions. What I want to do is report the facts as we know them now.
The autopsy report is complete on the 18-year-old shot by police this week. What we're learning and the steps police are taking.
An increased reward for information in the murder of a 9-year-old Ferguson girl. The thousands of dollars offered tonight.
And new information in the investigation into a Florissant murder. What police are saying tonight.
New help for people with aging eyes. The innovative surgery to help them see small print again. First at 6, St. Louis police are responding to a preliminary autopsy report showing the 18-year-old shot and killed by officers on Wednesday morning was shot in the back.
Now, officers say that the teenager pointed a weapon at them. Fox News' Paul Shankman is live in downtown St. Louis with more from the police and the attorney for the teenager's family. Paul?